This is Apollo Control at 148 hours, 58 minutes. The series of numbers passed up to the crew a few minutes ago was for mid-course correction number 5. That is scheduled to occur at 150 hours, 29 minutes, 54 seconds. It will be a reaction control system burn using the spacecraft reaction control system thrusters, with a velocity change of 4.8 feet per second, and that will be retrograde. Primary purpose of the will be to adjust the entry conditions, which is would primarily be for corridor control, controlling the flight path angle at entry. And the current predicted splash time in the Pacific is 195 hours, 17 minutes, 25 seconds. At the present time, Apollo 11 is 172,654 nautical miles from the Earth, traveling at a speed of 4,017 feet per second. Now, we estimate that the spacecraft will be halfway home at a ground elapsed time of 159 hours, 53 minutes, 43 seconds. At that point, the spacecraft will be 145,583 nautical miles from the Earth's surface, and we'll have completed half of the return trip measured from lunar orbit insertion to splashdown. Now, we also have another figure that would be for the time at which the spacecraft velocity is equal with respect to both the Earth and the Moon. At that point, the velocity will be 4,300 feet per second with respect to both bodies. And we would define this as the equal potential point. That will occur at 155 hours, 30 minutes. And at that time, the spacecraft will be 156,874 nautical miles from the Earth, 52,543 nautical miles from the Moon. We're now 1 hour, 28 minutes, 26 seconds from ignition for the mid-course correction 5 maneuver.